Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bill, and you're listening to Broken Earth. Tonight's show is about aliens, UFOs, other messengers. If you'd like to give us a call and share your experience with us, whatever it may be, even if it's slightly off subject, we'd love to hear about it. Give us a call on Skype number 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. Give us a call and sit back, grab a drink, and enjoy the Broken Earth radio show. Hello, this is Broken Earth, and tonight's show is all about aliens, UFOs, other messengers, or anything you'd like to share with us. Even if it's slightly off subject, please give us a call on Skype number 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421.
How are you doing today?
Not too bad. You?
I think I'm doing all right. I think I'm doing okay. I'm just kind of a little tad bit scatterbrained. Just right now trying to post things back and forth and tweeting things and, you know, just trying to get it all together.
I want to say thanks to our resident sound producer for that new intro that we got going on there. Although I think the music could have been slightly down a notch and the vocals up a little bit. But
I'm sure that he can fix that.
Yeah, I'm sure he can.
I'm really excited about the new one, though. Sorry.
I believe the last show that we did, which was an awesome show, didn't actually store on the archive, did it?
No, it didn't.
Which is a shame. So anybody wondering where the last show was, we did do the show, but if you missed it when it was live, I'm afraid that's it. It's disappeared. It didn't store. It only stored, 20 minutes or something?
Well, it stored up to the point where we got cut off, because we had gotten cut off before. And
but we had really good conversations on that, especially with somebody called Dave.
Yeah, Dave was great. And I hope Dave calls in again today or comes by and visits or just something, because Dave was pretty fun.
Yeah. So on Thursday I'm going on the ghost tour around Chester City.
Are they going to let you take pictures?
Will they let me take pictures?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why not.
Okay.
I did do it about 10 years ago, but it's probably changed a lot since I went. Now that's probably got even more popular. I know the Halloween one would have been a good one, but I imagine it probably would have been quite busy. So I'm going this Thursday, and they take you around. Chester City's got a lot of history, some very old buildings, a lot of paranormal activity throughout the city, a lot of haunted places, and they tell you about what's been seen, you know, who saw what and where, and they give you a bit of history of the buildings and take you around. And there's actually there's a bit in Chester where it looks like you know The Exorcist, where the steps with the light next to it?
Yeah.
There's a place that looks exactly like that. And at the top of the steps, it's supposed to be a ghost of a monk, which walks around there. And he tries to talk people, like, frantically, but he's talking in Latin. So nobody can ever understand what he's trying to get through to people, you know? So I believe it's for about an hour and a half. So I'm going to get myself wrapped up. The weather's getting a bit colder now, but that should be interesting, and I'll have to report back about that.
Yeah, yes, you will. And if you can get any pictures, you know.
Well, I'll have mine, because I've got my Samsung S3 with me now. It's just got a good camera on it now, so I don't have to worry about taking a camera out with me, because that's a pretty decent one. So it's always handy having that with me now, instead of a 1-megapixel camera on an old Nokia. You know, I got that for a few months.
That would fall apart.
Yeah. Hanging just by a wire, the two sections. Yeah.
I felt so bad, because there was one point when I was using it and it was just separated.
It was all right up until that point. So, tonight's show is all about extraterrestrials. We want to call them extraterrestrials, but I don't really want to. I'm not really sure about calling them extraterrestrials, because that implies they're not of this earth, not from here. Well, in fact, they could be.
Right.
Originally. you know.
You're right.
Unfamiliar beings, is that a good word?
Unfamiliar beings, or common challenged. I don't know.
Common challenged,
because they don't look like something we're used to. Habitually challenged? I don't know.
Maybe we're the ones that are challenged, mentally challenged, for having the lack of familiarity with the knowledge of the universe and the workings of the universe. But we're all learning. So, where do we start?
Well, you're the boss.
Okay. Well, do you know, I don't know what, I mean, where to start? I mean, first of all, I guess, I mean, if we talk about what's the chances of there being other life out there apart from others, I mean, you think about it, this, where we are, there's a lot of people out there who don't really know what's beyond the moon. They haven't really thought about it. They're very earth-based, head down, and they don't know what's beyond what they can see with their eyes, which concerns me a bit, you know. But there's about 100 billion stars in our galaxy. And if you think about how many planets there are around those, and then on top of that, how many galaxies, there's hundreds of billions of galaxies that we know of in this universe, although we do not know how big the universe is. I mean, that's more than a 1 in a million chance of there being other life out there. I did hear a few years ago with the most common beings described from abductions, which surprised me a bit, was, of course, the grey aliens, which are the ones with the almond-shaped eyes, which range anywhere from, I think it's about 3 foot up to 7 or 8 feet.
Right. They're either kind of small or really tall.
Yeah, which are supposed to be Zeta Reticuli greys. And the other ones which seem to be quite common, I can only remember two more, was mantis beings, which are like praying mantis. Praying mantis eye.
Mantises. Praying mantis.
Yeah, beings. and also Bigfoot. You know, Sasquatch-looking beings, which I thought was interesting. This was a few years ago. That's where I saw a report of the most common ones that people reported, and I wasn't aware of that. I always thought it was the Zeta Reticuli. And there are other variations, or like the long-nosed greys, the white greys. Does that make sense? Tall whites, that's what I was thinking of, the tall whites. There's a lot of different variations. But something got me thinking, you know, this, maybe Bigfoot is an extraterrestrial. Sorry, that's the wrong word to use. Unfamiliar being.
Unfamiliar being.
Because if you think about it, I mean, I wasn't aware until I was watching one of Lloyd Pye's. Sounds like somebody makes like savory food.
I was like, that sounds delicious.
Lloyd Pye. I was watching one of his lectures on Google Videos, and he said that, and I've had a look on the internet, that giant pandas were considered a myth. Because people were saying, oh, there's this like giant black and white bear that lazes around all day eating bamboo. And they were like, really? What, a black and white bear that lives in green? And it just eats vegetable kind of stuff? And they were like, yeah, right. And it wasn't until, you know, they thought it was a myth up until round about 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
110 years ago, which is really recent. So if you're putting that in terms along with this likes of sightings of Bigfoot, it could very well be that it's just as possible as, you know, the reality of these giant pandas becoming a reality. But I guess that's probably getting onto the cryptozoology kind of side of things rather than aliens. But like I said, I remember from a report, the Bigfoot or Wookiee style aliens were quite reported quite widely, which I wasn't aware of. So if you think about it, it's a big, big universe.
It is a big universe.
I really don't think we're the only ones here. I think it would probably be quite, naive of us to believe that, you know, there's no chance of there being other life out there. You think about all the UFO reports, the hundreds of thousands of UFO reports. All it takes is for one of them to be real. That's all it takes, just one. One to be true. And I can tell you about my UFO. I think, didn't you see? Haven't you seen something? A UFO of some sort?
Yes. And also been on like just like on search for them, you know what I mean?
Right.
Going to places where people have seen them and seen what they talked about and just that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Geez. I'm trying to even see where to even begin. You know, when I was a kid, I saw something and I thought it was a dream for a long time. And I thought it was a giant strawberry in the sky because that's all I could really equate it to. But I, like I said, I thought it was a dream for a very long time just because it's something that you can't process. You know, that's probably the thing that's, it, I just like, it, it just looked like it was red and it looked like a big strawberry.
Right. During the day or during the night?
It was at night.
Which would make sense if it was glowing, you know.
Yeah.
But we've spoke to quite a few people here and there who've had their own experiences. One of the most interesting people, which I managed to speak to, Terry LaRouche Walters, who wrote the book "Who on Earth Am I," which is an extremely interesting book. If you ever get a chance to read it, it's not very well known, but it's "Who on Earth Am I?" And I was trying to get some, because he's a healer,
right?
And I was trying to get some healing done for my dad. Of course, you know about this, but I sent an email to On the Edge TV program that's on over here. To the host, saying I was trying to get hold of him, and he forwarded my email on to him, and I didn't hear anything. How many months went by? It must be about 4-5 months.
It was very, very sad. It was a long time, and but you really knew he was going to be calling. And then one morning when we got up, and we were doing our daily manifesting, our daily prayer together.
Yeah.
You asked for him to call, and then you got a call.
Like, yeah, a couple of hours later.
Yeah.
I was like, hello? Is this Bill? Yeah. Terry Walters. I was like,
what?
Really? Are you kidding me? I couldn't believe it because...
it's just the power of manifesting. That's the power of manifesting.
But I was just in a bit of shock, really, because he uses, during his healing, he is in contact with the Orions. Which comes from Orion's Belt. And a lot of the people, when he focuses on distance healing or, you know, in-person healing at some point, the person will become face-to-face with, somebody put it in the chat room, star family and friends.
Right.
Come face-to-face with them. And he was telling me that, when was I speaking to him? It's been last year now. I was talking to him and he said that he was just doing some healing on a woman who told him, I said, what did you do? What have you done? Because she woke up and there was a reptilian stood next to her who was who'd been helping her out with her illness. And I believe he's seen quite a lot because he's like a reptilian doctor. Oh, it sounds pretty crazy, but it's just information that I'm sharing, so, you know. But he was really nice bloke, and he's supposed to be doing a lecture or something in the future. And, of course, I met Rich Hall, who hosts Rich Planet, or... what's it called? I can't even remember now, but he was given a lecture in Telford earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
I got a chance to meet him, and he's he does research into crop circles and aliens, UFOs, and animal mutilations. And one of the things I liked about his documentary that he did on animal mutilations, that he didn't specifically come, he didn't, I don't think he, at any point he really mentioned aliens in that or UFOs. So it's basically, he did the documentary and then give the information to people to make their own minds up about and just say how strange it is, because,
right,
of course, it's something you've heard about. I've never really understood why it was happening. I've heard different theories about the cattle mutilations because they're done in such a way where tools that human beings wouldn't be able to recreate the same precision and odd mutilations that were happening to, I think it's mainly sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And cows, because a lot of them are found with, you know, they were drained, completely drained of their blood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there was not a spot of blood on the ground anywhere around them. And in some cases, hundreds of sheep go missing all at the same point. And you could say, well, was it sheep rustlers? And you... because the people live nearby in the farms, a lot of them say, well, we would have been woken up by all the rustling.
Exactly.
Did you hear about the paper cowboy?
I don't think so.
He got arrested for rustling.
With that.
anyway. There was actually a case of... a human mutilation done in the same way. A lot of them where they have skin missing off the jawbone, one eye missing. The favorite thing is like removing the rectum for some reason. And I've never really managed to get my head around why, not my head around a rectum, but my head around why they were doing this. Is it for, one of the theories I heard was that the grey aliens were using certain parts of these bodies to make into a paste to have as protein.
A protein paste.
And what's reported about the greys is they smell really bad, like garbage and crap, because they're supposed to excrete their bodily waste through their skin, through their pores.
I guess people, I mean, they're so advanced that they don't care about smell.
Yeah. Well, another thing I heard is that they programmed emotion out of themselves over a period of years and feelings for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
But what I believe, I'm probably going 100 miles an hour for people who probably don't know much about this, but, you know, try and keep up. But what I believe, and this is actually in a few people have mentioned this, one of them being Dr. Stephen Greer, who headed the Disclosure Project in 2001. Did you ever see that?
No.
You didn't? It's worth checking out. It's on YouTube, where there's people from military, navy, army, all standing up at, is it the National Press Club or something over there? It's the National Press Club.
I think so.
Anyway, had all these people from the military all standing up and giving their eyewitness testimonials. And there's actually a couple of hours where there's extra footage as well. And it's got all these, you know, well-known generals and high-ranking people giving their information about what they've seen and what they've experienced in their roles in the Navy and military. And I can't believe that this was ignored by a lot of people. It was basically, I think the reason they brought it together was, of course, to open people's eyes to what's going on, but also to try and stop the weaponizing of space, because they wanted to put weapons in space, pointing out to space. You think to yourself, why would they want to do that? I don't know how far it got, but it's worth a watch if you haven't seen it. It's a Disclosure Project. You can get it on, I think you either get it on Google Videos or you can get it on YouTube. Stephen Greer. But in his book, he suggests that the common known grey alien are actually PLFs, which are programmed life forms, which are like biological machines, which are created. Now, something to do with the government or those behind the government,
right?
To create abductions on people. I don't know for what reasons would that be. I don't know. To create fear, to separate us from the, to put a negative spin on extraterrestrials, so we have a fear of them.
Right.
So we don't want anything to do with them, because the abductions, a lot of them are quite horrific. And there was somebody else as well who said that he'd seen these PLFs, programmed life forms, being created. But I'm not sure whether they are created by humans to abduct humans, or whether humans and negative beings are working together, and these are like their little drones.
Right.
To run around and do things for them.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Yeah.
A lot of it's speculation.
There's all kinds of things they could be used for. They could be used to create fear. They could be used.
I thought you were going to say bait cakes then.
They could be used to bait cakes. God. They could be used for all kinds of things. I remember one time, this is totally off subject, but it's still about creating something. I remember working at a natural food store that we will not name. And there was this rumor going around in the vegan community about Kentucky Fried Chicken genetically modifying chicken. Basically, people were saying that they were growing these chickens that basically were all breast and leg or something. But the way they made it sound was it was up to something, and they were growing them. It's like, isn't it more expensive to grow something like that than to just grow, than just raise chickens? But I don't know what that
so
was
there
about.
Was there was these chicks going around that were all breast and legs.
Exactly.
Doesn't sound too bad to me. What they should have done is like crossbred chickens with spiders, and then it would have had a leg for every member of the family.
But it would have had a whole lot of hair.
Well, no, I'd modify that bit. So
oh,
I'd make
modify
it glow in the dark as well. Have you
so
seen the glow in the dark rabbits?
I haven't
all these
seen
things
that.
They put jellyfish genes into them and made them glow in the dark.
Oh my gosh. Aye, aye, aye.
And they should do that with spiders so you can see where they are in the dark.
Yeah, they should. So so we don't have to use our spidey senses. We can just, you know, see them.
Somebody was saying in the chat room that, you know, the suppressed technology, which is 100 years of our time, which is true. A lot of the technology is supposed to be, back engineered from crashed UFOs. One of them that I know of is fiber optics,
mm-hmm.
which was supposed to be back engineered from alien technology. But I've, from what I know, that's the technology you see on like Star Trek and that,
mm-hmm.
we're supposed to be like 100 years ahead of that in this suppressed
mm-hmm.
area. And another thing that's suppressed, of course, is free energy.
Right.
But I can come back to that in a bit. I've got plenty more to talk about.
You do?
Yep. But we'll take a quick break and come back.
Okay. We'll do that. Everybody, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. If anyone wants to give us a call, our lines are completely open. The call-in number is 347-215-8421. It is a Skype number if you want to use your Skype so you're not charged any long-distance charges. Again, that number is 347-215-8421. Our show is being brought to you today by Power of You Practical Magic at gmail.com. If anyone wants to get in touch with our resident healer, Beal, you can reach him on
Beal Doyle.
You can reach him at BealDoyle@live.com, which is email. Or you can just hit up the show. Our show is on Facebook, Broken Earth Radio Show. Or you can find myself, Psychic Nunu, on Facebook as well. And we will be back momentarily.
Hello, my name is Marissa from Power of You. Love, money, hope, security. Contact me for personalized spell packets. I'm a practitioner of Enlightened Down Home Conjure. Just email us at powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com. Again, powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com.
Yeah. blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Hey, you there? Hello, hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
For some reason, the song stopped.
Oh.
It just stopped. Oh, it's just, it's the sound person. The sound person is just.
It needs to be sacked.
Needs to be sacked. Everybody, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. The number to call in if you'd like to share any of your experiences or give an update about any readings you've had, or just, you know, call in and get some sort of, you know, quick one question thing going for you. Give us a call. The number is 347-215-8421. Today's topic is about
aliens, UFOs, and aliens and UFOs.
Other messengers, or whatever you want to call these beings.
Star friends.
Star.
Why are you laughing?
Because the way you said it.
Well, I suppose, by the way, to me it sounds like you keep breaking up.
I sound like I'm breaking up?
Just in case there's anybody who's experiencing that.
Yeah, if anybody in the chat room, are you guys hearing us okay? If anybody wants to respond? Or if anybody would, can you hear us okay?
Now, if you were breaking up when you said that, they're not going to be able to respond.
Apparently I was, because nobody's answering. So,
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much, Wildflower Wind.
It could be wind.
Wildflower Wand.
I always think about that. You know, words that like wound.
It could be wound.
Yep.
Oh, it was
wind,
wounded.
Wind.
Yeah, you always do think about puns and other oddities.
So I suppose I could share my UFO experience. I think it was from about, it was May 2000. I should have got there. I typed it all up, so, you know, what the details and that on the day. But I haven't got it with me. It's on my hard drive somewhere, my portable hard drive. So, it was in May 2010. I was at my parents' house, sat in the garden with my dad. It was quite a clear day, blue sky, a few clouds here and there, but mainly clear. And I said to my dad, we were just looking around, because I said, there didn't seem to be many chemtrails around today. And I was leaning back, so I was sat in, I think I was in like a sun lounger or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I just lay back and looked directly above me where I was, and there was something slow moving. And I thought, a plane looks weird. So I was trying to adjust my eyes. So I thought, you know how you need to adjust your eyes sometimes. I think, right, hold on a minute, let me just. And as I adjusted my eyes, this plane. Still looked strange, and I couldn't adjust my eyes to the point where it looked like something I understood. And it took a few seconds for me to realize that it didn't have any wings. And as it moved, I saw that it was a cigar-shaped, transparent object. And the only reason I saw it, I think, well, if it was transparent, how did you see it? When I looked directly up, I had to adjust my eyes because the sun was to the left, shining on it, but the reflection was coming off the right-hand side, which didn't make any sense. That's why I was trying to adjust my eyes, because it was really confusing. And I kept my eyes on it as it moved out of the reflection of the sun. And as it moved, I could see like it was, like if you had like a glass and you moved it over something, like things would slightly bend into it. Like the clouds would slightly curve into it, and that's the only reason I saw it. And I estimate it was probably, I don't even know want to say how high it was. I have no judgment for that, really. Maybe this much.
That's pretty.
I don't know, but I reckon. I don't know. I don't even want to judge. 1,000 feet. I don't know.
Wow.
It wasn't really that high. And I estimate it. Like I said, it's hard to judge because there's nothing for me to scale up to. It was probably about the length of 4 747s.
Right.
And it moved slowly and silently, and it had a weird heat trail coming off the back of it as well. And I was trying to tell my dad. I said, "Dad, there's a UFO. Look." And he's like, "Where?" I said, "It's there, but you can't see it because it's transparent." And anyway, I saw it disappearing off into the distance, and my dad said he should have got the binoculars because they were like just inside the house. But I knew if I'd taken my eyes off it, I would have lost it again.
Right.
And that time that I would have been looking for the binoculars, I could have spent more time observing it, you know.
Right, right.
So that was interesting. Well, I mean, if you think about it, it's unexplainable because as far as I know, there aren't any known aircraft that look like that. Was it the military? If it was, the military have got cloaking technology. So at least, whatever it was, even if it was from this Earth, there's technology out there that we're not being told about. You know?
I know. I'm just thinking. I'm listening to your story and thinking about that. I am. You know, when I was maybe 15 or 8 years old or something like that, we went, it was on summer vacation, and my dad had us go to this place where they had a crop circle. It was in Georgia. And everybody in the town saw the UFO. That was the story, that everybody in the town had seen it. And it was, they said it was a black box. It was like a rectangular-shaped black box.
Doesn't sound very aerodynamic.
What do we know?
Well, exactly.
What the bleep do we know? And so it was. It was maybe your cigar was going for the box.
Maybe. It was a cigar box. My dad. Sorry, was that the end of your story?
That was all that really mattered, yeah.
When my dad was younger, the whole of Blaken, which is not far from here, saw a silver ball overhead. My dad estimated it was about the size of a house, in like a 2 up, 2 down. And it was there all day, so loads of people saw about it. It was in the newspaper. My dad was watching it, so it was a hot day. And it got to the point where He was watching it, and then it just zipped off into the distance, just took off quickly.
Wow.
A lot of people saw that. But I suppose what we could do, I was hoping to do this last show, but we didn't get onto these subjects because there was so much we were talking about, we were planning to, but I guess there was a reason behind that, because the show didn't stall. So maybe we could do a reading at some point, because I've had a lot of experiences where there's things been in my bedroom to the point where the presence has been that strong that it's woken me up with a start, because just by the presence that's being emitted in that room. I guess I could tell you about when I was younger. I used to, probably around the age of 4 and 5, I used to have a lot of what I thought were dreams at first, but I used to wake up at... sorry, something weird just happened with my computer. You know, I keep thinking to myself, does the show keep going off because it's an accident? Or is somebody trying to cut us off? So anyway, when I was younger, I used to wake up in the middle of the night from shouting voices. Like there was two groups of people, like crowds of people, shouting at each other. And I used to have to sit up. I used to sit up, turn my light on, and it'd still be going on. I'd go to the bathroom just for the sake of doing something, come back, try and read a book, and these voices would keep going on. But I don't know what that is. That's just something unexplainable. It's just an example of what used to happen to me when I was younger, because I believe as you get older, your psychic side and your third eye and your openness to unusual things shuts down over the years because of the way the world's run and
chemicals and food and all that kind of stuff. It kind of zaps you, and it takes all that stuff away. It takes it all away.
There was I can't remember the order of these things happening, so I'll just have to tell you as I remember them. One night I was woken to a strange frequency noise that was like oscillating and going up and down, like a stupid stereotypical UFO weird noise.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Something kind of like that, but not quite as comical and
or whatever.
No, not that.
Oh, well, it probably just only sounds like that in my own head.
Let's keep it that way. Anyway, I was woken up by this sound, which sounded like it was coming from over the house. So I was trying to look out the window, but trying to look up out the window to see what it was. Mm-hmm. I thought, what is that? And I was listening for about 10 minutes. I was trying to figure out what it was. I thought, is that a car? Cars don't make that noise. Unless there's something seriously wrong with it. I was thinking about going back into bed, and my sister came into the bedroom, and she said, can you hear that? I said, yeah, it's what woke me up. So she heard it as well. So I'm glad that happened, because I probably would have gone back to sleep and forgotten about it and not, you know, thought any more about it. I would have just got lost in the memories of my childhood, because there wasn't. But with my sister being there and witnessing it as well, it's more...
It's too legit to quit.
Yeah. but I used to get these reoccurring, what I thought were dreams. See, it was about a year and a half ago where I was just sat here quietly thinking about things. It come back to me, all these things about my childhood, these reoccurring dreams, and that's when it struck me. And I couldn't believe what... what it was, and I'll tell you what it was, because I didn't think about it for all these years. And I used to have this reoccurring dream. I used to try and tell my mum and dad, but this I used to be lying there and had this fuzzy metal feeling, like I was lying on something fuzzy and metal.
Mm-hmm.
And there used to be a woman who was saying to me, come on, Bill, it's time to go. and then like disappear into this light. And it used to happen quite a lot of nights. And I used to try and tell my mum and dad about it, but of course they wouldn't really know what it was. A lot of kids have dreams, you know, too much cheese before bedtime or whatever. But it wasn't until about a year and a half ago when I was actually sitting there and it just popped into my mind. And I thought, oh, yeah, this reoccurring dream I used to have. And it wasn't until I thought about it. This woman who was telling me was to leave wasn't actually a human.
Right.
It was like, if you think about a grey alien with a slim neck and the oval-shaped head. It was like that, but more slender. No eyes, no mouth, no nose. And like a weird energy flowing thing around her.
What do you think like was fuzzy and metal?
Well, I was going to get to that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like a weird metallic. I don't know. It's hard to describe with me and not being able to relate it to anything that I can put into words. But also with hearing what she said, I think it was more like telepathy.
Because
she didn't have a nose or mouth. And the female thing, there's no way for me to identify it was female.
Unless you just felt a female.
Yeah, of course.
Present.
Unless it was that. So, I mean, it was in a few split seconds I was sat here and everything sort of clicked into place. Well, I mean, this wasn't human. A warm, fuzzy metal. I was lying on something, fuzzy and metal. And I thought to myself, that could be like what a lot of people reported in abductions of lying on a metal table.
Right.
And it wasn't until a couple of months ago where I managed to come up with the what to relate it to, the way I could describe it. And what I can describe it as is like if you're lying on a warm metal table, but there's a lot of static electricity around it, so you can feel like a static force or electrical force around it or electromagnetic field or something around it.
Mm-hmm.
But the funny thing was, as I was realizing all this, you know, as you stare across the room in thought, something I must say as well is this being, I only saw like the silhouette, kind of like, you know, head and the shoulders.
Right.
And as I was sat there remembering all this, I was, my eyes focused in the room and I was staring at a DVD which had the exact same image as my dream. It was like a grey alien, but it was the same silhouette. And it was a bit too much for me at that point because I thought to myself, I just realised what all this is or what it could be. And I've come back into the room and my focus is on the same subject as what I'm thinking about. It was really weird. It was a strange sequencing of events and it was a bit upsetting, really, wondering what had gone on in my childhood, you know, so maybe I should go to a regression session.
Regression session.
Laughing and eating your apple over there. I can hear you crunching away.
I'm not laughing, I'm just laughing because you always say these things. You rhyme or you say these words. The regression session.
So, I'll rest my voice for a minute because I think I'm losing it.
Okay. Well, if anybody is wanting to give us a call in, remember our lines are open today. Our topic is primarily about aliens and messengers from other places, UFOs, just any type of preternatural phenomena. The number to call in is 347-215-8421. Or if you're wanting to call in and share any of your experiences, you know, get a reading, whatever, give us a call. We're here. We're here for you. And we are going to take a little bit of a break. I think we're going to play a couple of songs. Anybody out there, if you're in the chat room and you are thinking of anything that you want to talk about or anybody who's just out there listening, give us a call. We're going to play a couple of little ditties and we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com. 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth. Can you hear me?
I can.
Before we talk about our topic again, I wanted to just kind of talk about what next week's topics are going to be about.
Right.
Next week is guess.
Don't know. I mean, there's somebody. Get a clue. Cryptozoology.
No.
Dinosaurs.
No.
Go on.
It's special to me and you.
Alcohol.
It's always alcohol, but no, it's next week.
Halloween.
How did you guess?
I don't know. I had this feeling. I sensed, you know, I saw the words in my psychic eye.
Next week is Halloween, and so we're going to have our regular show on Tuesday. And then while you're sleeping, and it was going to be a secret. I wasn't going to tell you. But it's as if you wouldn't know. I'm just kidding. It wasn't a secret. We're going to have a Halloween show.
Cool.
Did you know that you were going to have to get up early and have a Halloween show?
I don't think so. I got to work the next day.
Well, that means that you have to go to sleep early the day before.
No, I don't think that's going to work out.
Well, that just means you have to get up earlier.
Yeah, right, whatever.
Well, seriously, though, we're having a Halloween show, Broken Earth Halloween show, and I'm going to have special guests, witches, on the show with me. Whoop, whoop.
Witches.
Yes. We got Leslie. We got Big Leslie. That sounds bad, Big Les.
Why do they call her Big Les?
I call her Big Leslie because there's a littler Leslie. There's two Leslies in our group, in our bunch. And so there's a bunch of bananas in our bunch. But seriously, though, there's going to be Leslie Sanders will be with Leslie Sharkey Sanders will be hosting with me. And there may be a couple of other people coming along, but we're going to do this. And we're going to do this sans man, baby. That means no man, minus man.
What?
That means you can't come anyway.
Well, I wasn't gonna.
But it's going to be awesome. So we're going to be talking about the book, the Broken Earth book that'll be coming out. We're going to be talking about manifesting. We're going to manifest live on air. So if anybody wants to add us to your blog talk page and then we can, you know, message you about the things that you need, we'll try to just have it be things that you have around the house, like blood and chicken grease, stuff that you just may have sitting around the house, candles and incense and things like that. Geez, not really blood, Bill. Did you believe that?
I didn't say a thing.
Well, I could see your face. Anyway, everybody tune in. It'll be 10 o'clock p.m. Central Time, 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 4 o'clock a.m. UK. It'll be the Broken Earth Halloween show. And the day before that, we're going to have a Halloween show, too. It's just going to be even Halloweenier. Is that it'll be better. It'll be more. It'll be on Halloween the next day because it's actually Halloween. How about that? Anyway, I've taken up too much of your time. Boss, what are we talking about?
So So, on the subject of aliens, UFOs, with, of course, these, again, a presence in my room of something that's that strong that it wakes me up, something more powerful than a human presence, what happened when I was younger, and the fact of me witnessing that UFO a couple of years ago, it came around where I decided to do a reading about if there was anything around watching over me, and to cut a long story short, you come up with these cards and it said something about seven sisters, and I thought to myself, that's a name of a constellation, which I looked up and it was the Pleiades, which of course is a famous, well-known group of beings, the Pleiadians, which probably are most well-known with regards to Billy Meyer. Billy Myers.
Billy Mays.
That's it. So I thought that was interesting. So I thought while we could do live on the air, if I could ask you to do a reading to see if there's any beings around me at the moment. Sometimes there's a lot, sometimes there's very few. And we apologize in advance if it doesn't make any sense, because sometimes it cannot be decoded, the information, maybe because I'm not supposed to know, but
or just because I don't understand.
Oh, you just don't want to tell me
because I'm not really very smart. Yes, I like to keep secrets about you from you.
I thought so.
It keeps me one pace ahead of you. Hold on, just a moment. Let's see. All right, let's see. Now, we've got you here. Because of your hair color, you are going to be the King of Cups. In my deck, it's blonde. And then the other issue I have here is the Traveler. The Traveler is upside down. Not saying that the Traveler isn't traveling, but sometimes I've come to realize that the Traveler can represent somebody who's from far away. So it does appear that you do have some beings around you. There are two. One actually looks like he's hanging out on your rail there doing exercises, because he's the Hanged Man. No, that just actually means that he's just around you a lot. He's around you. He's probably
right.
Spending a lot of time around you. And then I have another one that this entity is more female. And she actually appears to be one that does come and go. But the male is lingering right now. Now, these are not your guides, because your guides are actually being specified with the way that they always are. So hold on just a moment. Bear with me, everybody, because this female entity leaves. She takes with her coins, which is information. She comes back to wherever she's going with the information, unloads it, and then basically says that she's storing things that are concrete, storing history, storing memory, storing things. So it kind of looks like you're being observed. It kind of looks like you're being observed, you're being monitored. And actually, there's another female entity that's coming in the Chariot, which is another, it looks like there's another one supposed to be coming to check you out too. And it says for you to be on your guard, which is not telling you to freak out or anything like that, but just to, be aware, just, or whatever. So basically, it sounds boring to somebody who's looking for something exciting. But what it boils down to is your just whatever you're doing. It just kind of looks like it's being tracked. It's being recorded.
Right.
I'm pretty sure people want to know why. And one of the things that I believe is that when you were younger, and you may not want to believe this or not, but I do believe that you were abducted, experimented on as a youth, as a child, and that there is something maybe implanted in you, perhaps, but there's some way that they can keep track of you. And they just are basically monitoring your process, monitoring what you do. And it doesn't sound very exciting to some people, but it's kind of like you are just living your life, doing what you do every day. And just what do people do? What do people do? What do they, what, you know, what is, what is someone, and I'm not insulting when I call you the average, but just what is, you know, a regular old person do from day in, day out, day in, day out? Maybe even monitoring your vitals.
Well,
so, there you go.
We know that I've had these twinges in my chest on the left-hand side where we believe it is. My dad, who's a healer, has picked it up, and he has to do healing nights sometimes because it gives me twinges. I don't know why it does that, whether it's because they're nearby or what. But funnily enough, I was trying out my dad's zapper, the parasite zapper,
right,
on when was it? Sunday, for a full session, which was 7 minutes off on. 20 minutes off, 7 minutes on, 20 minutes off, 7 minutes on, did the full thing. And it was hurting in that area after I'd done it. But that's what we thought anyway, because I had these twinges and I had these thoughts that possibly because of the experiences I had when I was younger, that it was something there, because I remember getting a really bad pain when I was younger as well, in the same mm-hmm. house where these experiences were going on, a really bad pain. And that's when I asked you about it, and that's when you came up with the same area, because I don't think I told you where it was, did I?
Nope.
And that's where it's come up. So they are observing, but it might be the fact that, like you said, they could be observing me, but not visually. They're observing me by using an implant. But what my dad suggested at one point, you know, because it does give me twinges now and then, because it's kind of like on the surface, like probably feels like about 2 centimeters
mm-hmm.
below the surface, like behind my breastbone. But if I went to the doctor, they could do like a scan
mm-hmm.
and see if anything came up, you know. But I don't know. It's probably one of those things that's probably going to stay a mystery for a while. But thanks for that reading. And it is something that's come up before where they've been around, and there's been a few different types of beings. But anyway, I believe before I go on to other subjects, not other subjects, but more information in the UFO subject, I believe we have a couple of callers on the line.
We do?
Yeah. Check it out.
Okay, let's see. We do have some callers. Let's take a caller.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Go right ahead.
Oh, thank you so much. The first caller we're going to take is from area code 253. 253, this is Nunu and Bill. Could you please share your name with us? Hello, hello. Can you hear me, Bill?
I can hear you, but I could hear a voice, but it was really, really faint.
253? Oh, I can't hear her.
I thought I heard something extremely faint at one point.
Okay, so they're going to have to call back because we can't hear. But we're going to now take caller at 484. 484, this is Nunu and Bill. Could you share your name, please?
Hi, Psychic Nunu. This is Tonetta giving you a call back.
Hello, Tonetta. How are you?
Hi. I'm hanging in there. I'm a little confused at the moment right now, but I'm hanging in there.
Okay, sweetheart. Well, share with us. Share with us what you'd like to talk about, and I'm hearing that you want to talk about your love life.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, could we have the name of the person that you want to talk about?
Danny,
okay. All right, well, dear, just go for it. While you talk, what I'm going to be doing is a little bit of listening. I'm listening to what I hear outside of what you're saying, so just go for it.
Basically, I need to know what's going to go on here in the next couple of weeks to the next month with me and Danny. I want to know if anything major is going to shift in the situation.
Okay. Now, right now, and I just want to throw this out there to you because I want to make sure that I'm hearing the right things. I'm actually kind of hearing that you guys are not fighting, but he's just not being very open and he's not being very, he's not really participating too much.
Correct.
So what we're probably going to need to do is just kind of see when he's going to start opening up. And then I'll kind of go backwards from that and just sort of see what the shift is in the situation. And, you know, just to kind of give you a good head start on what's to come. But hold on just a moment, Tonetta. Hold on just a moment, dear. Okay, pretty soon, and what I mean by pretty soon, probably like sometime next week, I am seeing that you guys are going to be spending a little time together. It looks like it might be close to the end of the week. The only thing is you got to be a little careful here because it does look like it could be you guys chilling out a little bit and maybe something happening. Except on the other side of this happening, and I'm using the upside down commas.
Inverted.
Inverted commas. It kind of seems like something could happen with you guys, and then after that, he's just kind of off to the races again. So there's something that's going on with him, and honestly, I'm not necessarily seeing any other women, but I can see that this guy clearly is attracted to you, clearly likes you. However, there's some other things that I see that have happened in your life previously that have kind of scared the crap out of him. Dramas with ex-boyfriend, dramas with people. Not to pick on you, babe, but I feel like you draw drama. And I know that you probably don't try. It's just probably where you live.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you feel like people or somebody told him something negative about my ex-boyfriend and that whole situation? Do you feel like there was somebody, this Alex guy or this Leah girl, that told Danny something negative about him?
You sound like you're a little bit buried, sweetheart. Can you talk into the phone? Like your face.
Right.
Okay.
I'm asking you, do you see this Alex guy that Danny knows or this Leah girl that Danny also knows? Do you feel like they told Danny something a couple months ago negative about me and my ex-boyfriend?
What I'm actually seeing is that, sure, they've said things, but you've also said stuff too. So there's
right.
There's
well, I told him the whole I told Danny the whole situation back in July when my ex came here at 2 a.m. and I had to call the police and I was very upfront with Danny with the situation. Do you feel like that scared him?
Yes.
Yeah, but the ex is gone. He's done. He's not here.
You're right. But see, the thing is, what we're probably going to what he's going to need to see is just some consistent,
okay.
You know, quiet and normal stuff. But I'm going to tell you, babe.
Go on. And I've had a lot of quiet here. There's been no carrying on since the beginning of July. The only carrying on is that Danny, unfortunately, he comes around here and stuff goes on, and then he leaves, and it kind of makes me starting to feel like, you know,
that's what
I'm
it's all about.
Yeah. Well, and at this point, it's what it's feeling like, and I don't like that feeling because I deserve so much better, and I don't know what he's doing.
Well, like I said, from basically what I'm just going to give you the seesaw of what I'm seeing right now, is that it is seesawy. He comes and goes, and one of my other issues, which is something that we got to figure out how to fix, but unfortunately. You know, that's something for a real reading, okay? One of the other issues is that you get what you want, but you don't like what you get. So basically he comes around, you like the guy, mm-hmm. he likes you, there's hanky-panky, and then he splits. And so we've got to figure out how we're going to change this up so that it's more about, it's less about the lower chakra and it's more about the upper chakra, okay? But, mm-hmm. sweetie, add me to your Facebook. It's Psychic Nunu. You can add the show Broken Earth. And we can get you a real good, thorough reading and see if there's anything that you need a good, thorough anything of so that we can get you down to the relationship that you really want. Okay, sweet pea?
Yes, okay.
All right, Tanetta. It's been good talking to you, and you hang in there, okay, love?
All right,
dear.
Thank you.
All right, love.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, caller at 949. This is Nunu and Bill. Could we have your name, please?
Ilona.
Hello? Ilona. Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, Ilona, it's nice to be able to meet you. So share with us what you'd like to, you know, go into today.
Career.
Your career stuff.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
You take care of people. What do you do?
Well, my last job, I was working for the state of California.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't been working for the last 5 years. I've been going to school. So I'm working on my master's in forensic psychology because I want to be an advocate in the courts for battered women.
Okay. So to get you just on, you know, just kind of get you started, you know, just to get you good direction in your career, would it help to see when you start working again?
Well, I applied for a private investigator position
mm-hmm.
company, and I want to know, they seem like a really good company, and just something about them keeps drawing me to them, so I finally applied with them. And I wanted to know, do you see that as being a good place or what?
Okay, I am feeling pretty good about it. The time period that I'm really kind of gravitating towards is around the 14th. Hold on. Let me get my calendar up real quick. The 14th is on a Wednesday. So hold on just a moment. Let me see what's going on here within that time period. Perfect. Okay. All right. So, So what we basically need to do is, it looks, from what I'm seeing, and I'm just kind of giving you a very general time frame. I am seeing some contact, and it looks like it's written contact first off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you something. If by chance this is somebody calling you on the phone, the person who will be talking to you kind of sounds crazy and scattered like me right now.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, they're just kind of like, well, why don't we try? I mean, it's like they just really seem very overwhelmed. The thing is, and I'm just going to put it out there to you, you're very, very, very attractive to these people. You're fresh and new, intelligent. You're also at an age where, you know, you're just, people will take you seriously. You're not gonna seem like somebody that's just kind of fresh and wet behind the ears. And so I really am seeing refreshment, clarity, and just everything positive going on around the second or so week of November. So it may be, now the second full week is that week that has the 14th in it, but it may be before that, like around the 8th or the 9th. So I do see you getting this job, honestly. I do.
Wow.
But it's just about going in there and just sitting down there and interviewing. And basically, the advice I give to anyone, this is very general advice about an interview, don't leave unless you know you got that job. So you basically just ask them, when are you supposed to show up?
Right.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
dear.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. And good luck, Ilona. Good luck.
Well, thank you. I'll let you know what happens.
Please do.
I will. Thank you.
Okay.
All the best. Thank you.
Let's take another one, and then we'll take a little bit of a break, okay? Hold on. Let's get to area code 317. 317, this is Nunu and Bill. How can we help you today?
Hi, Nunu and Bill. This is Jamie.
Hi.
Hello. I wanted to find out about my love life.
Okay, is there somebody in particular you'd like to talk about?
Well, there's this guy, I just started a new job, and there's this guy, and he's, like, really, really saying hi to me. And today, I was leaving the locker room because I wear scrubs. I was changing.
Uh-huh.
And in my head, Spirit tells me he's in the hallway waiting, and he was. Now, I don't know if he's married. I don't know anything about him, but I'm just curious. I don't even know his name.
Oh, okay. That's cool. All right, hold on just a moment, and let's see what hello guy is all about, okay?
Yeah, he's
hi
so
guy,
nice.
Actually.
I'm like,
hi
wow.
Guy. Hi, guy.
Hi, guy.
So where did you end up, Jamie? Where did you end up going?
I wondered if you'd remember me. I actually ended up staying here where I'm from.
Oh.
It was like, yeah, all the chaos went on, and then I got a call from a local place, and they offered me really good money, and it was like, oh, this is just easy. So I just took it.
Okay, well, you know what? It's good. It's, as long as you're making good money, that's all we care about.
That's right. And the madness was not there. I started getting all freaked out about everything, the contracts, you know, I was crazy over how I was going to deal with that, and that it just overwhelmed me. So this was easy.
Okay. I am going to tell you, I'm just not sure about this guy.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you something. It starts out real pink and pretty. It starts out real cute. I mean, very cute. But, you know, him being there and he's very interested in you. It's so obvious. I mean, it's just, you know, he's dripping sugar right now. Now,
yeah.
The thing is, it's like he's going to continue to do this because he wants to know who you are. What's up, you know?
Uh-huh.
Can't, you know, like a cat can't stand for a door to be shut. You know what I mean? Just wants to know who this is. And so basically the unexpected problem is that it looks like he's newly committed. So this is either newly married, newly in a relationship. I mean, it just it actually looks like he's got something going on. And so it looks like it's new, but it looks like he is not excited about it anymore because it's committed, so to speak. Yeah.
It's stagnant. Really? He does not seem like type. I'm so sad.
Well, we're going to see. Well, what we're going to do is, what I want you to do is, because you still got to see for yourself. So just, you know, maybe do some listening, ask around, you know, maybe even ask him, do you know any exciting Halloween parties coming up? Just something that can strike conversation and just see, you know, what kind of things he'll say. Or you could even ask, you know, does your wife have any friends that are having, you know, just something to get in it.
I don't know when I see him. He doesn't exactly work at my job. He's like a rep. He just comes in.
Right.
So I don't know when I'm going to see him. I don't know. This is kind of like a passing by thing, but it's kind of strange.
Let me see the next time you see him. It's interesting because you show up as the Queen of Cups and he shows up as the King of Coins. And that would stand in for his sales rep thing, you know? And so, did you see him today or yesterday?
Today, twice.
Today?
I mean, he's going up the elevator and the doors are almost shut and he's saying hello to me. And I'm just walking past. I'm like, wow, he's really trying to get my attention.
Yeah, he really is, though. Now, the thing is, tomorrow you could see him. All right, you may. But and then tomorrow is what, Wednesday?
Uh-huh.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Let's see if something happens on Monday.
Okay. And we're sure he's married.
Well, it says unexpected conflict, new Two of Cups, which means new marriage, new commitment, new something.
Okay.
And so, I mean, I'm just reading you straight from the cards.
Okay.
Just because. And so what we want to do, though, is I want you to also keep your eyes out for there's another guy that looks like he's checking you out, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, now this guy actually looks like.
I think it's the guy that works with him. They kind of look alike.
And so,
it freaks me out because I'm like, okay, you're younger and you're older, you're taller, but you're a little bit shorter, but they look alike.
Yeah, but there's definitely another one that's checking you out, too. So, you know, just, you know, do your thing, you know, and just, but just ask questions, ask some questions, so. But he is checking you out. Even though, I mean, he doesn't look like he's necessarily happy with where he is, but he, you know, for some reason he's, you know, he's still there. He's still there, so.
Okay.
You know.
So he could, he doesn't look doggy. Gosh, that makes me upset if he's a dog. Oh, I'm going to be so sad.
I don't know what a dog even looks like anymore. Bill, what's a dog look like?
They normally bark and they've got hairy bits on them.
Well, you know, it's like the kind that are just so out there and just go way out of their way. And he just seems like he's like a bashful person to everybody else, but it's like he's really reaching out to me. I don't know.
Well, we're going to hope for that. We're going to hope for the best because we want you to be, you know.
I know.
There's only one way to find out. Grasp the opportunity next time he's representing.
Since he's a dog, next time you see him, sniff his butt.
Sniff his butt? Is that what I should do? Walk up and sniff his butt? I wish it was that easy, don't you?
That'll get his attention.
That's so gross.
I'm going to do it, I promise. I'll let you know if I get a set.
I hope you don't.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I love you,
Nunu
and Bill.
Love
you guys
you
have a great day. I love talking
thank
to you.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
sweetie.
You very much.
Bye-bye.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Oh, that was cute. She's so fun. Let's play a song. But let's play a song that, like, feels good. None of this sad stuff that you keep picking.
What?
It's the sad songs that you keep picking. What? We're just going to take a quick break, and we'll be back because we have another caller in the queue. And we got to be quick with it because we need to have a proper closeout. And right now, after our break, we're probably going to have about 14 minutes or so.
And there's something I want to mention before we finish this show anyway. So.
Oh, well, go on and mention it. We'll just put the song to the side. Go on and mention it.
All right. All I wanted to mention was, you know, talking about aliens and UFOs. With regards to evidence of there being more to this universe than just us as humans, probably the best evidence that I've come across, solid evidence, scientific evidence, is something called the Star Child Skull, which that Lloyd Pye, who I mentioned earlier, he has actually got it. It's a 900-year-old human-like skull with distinctly non-human characteristics, which was unearthed in a mine tunnel near Mexico's Coffer Canyon around 1930. And they've done DNA tests on it. And the mother of the star child was human, but who or whatever the father was is showing strong evidence that it was not human. I think this is really good evidence to show that there is other life out there apart from us. So if you want to investigate that, just put in Star Child Skull into Google, or go to starchildproject.com, and it'll have the skull DNA analysis report on there. It's really worth a read.
Okay. People look that up.
And if anybody's challenging your beliefs on whether there's life out there, this is a great thing to put out there for them to look at, because it's solid evidence. It's scientifically backed up, and there's a DNA test done. That is it. That is all.
The Star Child from the Star Family. Okay, let's take a break real quick, and we'll come back to our caller, and then we'll give ourselves a proper closeout. Deal? Okay.
Reminds me of a time I was walking past a bar and a sign said, liquor in the front, poker in the back.
And with that, caller 253, this is Nunu and Bill. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. My two stepsons said they saw some kind of spaceship type thing.
Cool.
And it was in the air, and then he said it divided into two, and they went two separate ways down into the ground. Have you ever heard of such a thing like that?
I've seen some videos where they do kind of break up, but it's like some of them tend to drip a kind of like plasma substance, like a glowing plasma substance, but for it to completely split into two and both head to the ground, that's interesting. It sounds quite unique, something that I've not specifically heard of or seen video. I've seen similar videos, you know, where I believe some of them look like they split up, where they're in fact sending out kind of like probes rather than the main spacecraft. But that sounds interesting. Nunu, is there anything you can pick up psychically that would indicate what that could have been? I mean, some people could pass it off as something like ball lightning or something, you know. But
right.
It sounds like it's going to be something a lot more to it than just that.
Well, it actually does look like there's basically what I'm seeing. And what I'm seeing here is one ship with and another ship was leaving it, like it was like an escape pod or something like that. You know, one was being let out, and then they kind of went to wherever they were headed. Now, if it looks like it's going into the ground, or if they were just ducking low and then just, you know, going, you know what I mean? But some people really do believe that, and there's lots and lots of documentation of this, so it's not like it's just people sitting around the campfire believing it, that they're here already and that they are in the ground. I mean, where else would they be? In you know, in the ground and water, like, or just through the water into caves and stuff. So, but one of the things I wanted to make sure of is that they were telling the truth. And honestly, I believe them, so I don't want you to feel like you have to doubt them. So listen to them. Listen to them.
Yeah, no, the way they ran back in the house, I kind of
knew. How old are they, if you don't mind me asking?
At the time, I think they were 7 and 9.
Yeah.
Right.
I was going to say 9. That's the only number I could get was really 9.
He's the most gifted, the 9-year-old.
Yeah.
Do you know if it was during the day or during the nighttime?
During the day. Clear skies.
Ah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're in like a woodsy area though, so lots of trees, you know, evergreens in the northwest. But daytime,
you know,
they were just
were they glowing at all, or was it like metallic objects? Do you know?
I think they said it was glowing. I would have to ask them again.
Yeah,
that really.
But they remember
really
it. Yeah, it was about a year ago.
But like
and
I was
then,
saying earlier, there's a lot of. You know, all it takes is for one of these sightings to be true and to be real.
Yeah, and I was telling a friend of mine the same story, and he said him and his wife actually saw the same thing, only theirs split into maybe 5 and went down towards the ground.
Right, so basically they're letting other ships out. You see what I mean? So it's probably some sort of... you know, like something's coming up and then they're flying out. You know what I mean? They're flying out, and then they're just doing whatever they're doing.
But what's funny is, with you mentioning that and then thinking it's something unique and someone coming along and matching that with yours, a similar thing
happened
to me.
Yeah, his mouth was hitting the, you know, his jaw dropped. He goes, oh, my God, we saw the same thing. And he's in Tennessee, and I'm in Washington State.
Well, that's because when I saw a transparent cigar-shaped UFO, when I told Nunu about it, she immediately told me that someone she knew saw one as well, and I thought it was a unique experience. I'd not heard of it myself before.
Yeah.
So it was weird that she came back with that, because she was one of the, you know, few people that told about it.
Yeah.
And not only that, when I was hoping I'd see a UFO one day, but when I did, I was expecting to see something like a flying saucer, you know, it's always something you're not expecting. It's not quite how you think it's going to look.
Let me ask one quick one. I saw one shooting across the sky horizontally with a lot of colors, and then it was heard, that it was seen from California to Oregon to Washington to Alaska. And this was probably 3 or 4 years ago, maybe longer. Do you pick up anything on that? I saw that.
No.
Well, a lot of people saw it, so it was probably a weather balloon. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
How they dismiss it like that, yeah.
Yeah, the Men in Black came out, and they just snapped their little pin and said, saw.
I didn't personally hear about that one, but there's so many out there. And a lot of people are just turning a blind eye to it. You know, I don't understand it.
Now, I'm laying it out because I just kind of want to see what our guides are saying about this.
Mm-hmm.
But what you saw, it does, like you said, it looked like it was spotted and I'm getting like roughly eight sightings of it or something like that, or people that have recorded it. And it does look like. So it does look like people have recorded this, but I want to tell you, it looks like it's something that is, I'm trying to think of the best way to put this because it shows up as something new, like something in the birthing stage or the experimental stage. So it does look like it's something that is some sort of a new craft or at the time it was new, you know, so it's they could probably write it off as something. What were you going to say?
Even a new government experiment.
Yeah. So, but
it has a lot of colors behind it. You know what I mean? Or on it and behind it, trailing it.
It sounds like it'd be something nice to see, actually.
Yeah, it does.
Visually interesting.
Yeah. Well, wow. That's awesome. That's excellent. I hate to cut you short, dear, but we have 3 minutes left to the show.
Okay.
But
thank you so much.
We're on every Tuesday, and you're in the Pacific Northwest, so we're on at noon your time, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate that.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Bill, today's been a fun show.
Yes, it has, yeah. I'm sure we could have spoke about a lot more things, but, you know, I think we covered quite a lot today.
Yeah, we did.
And hopefully this is going to store on the archive.
It's not getting down and crazy like it was last week. Last week was Cry's-Eye.
Right.
Cry's-Eye. Okay. Everybody, good night. We'll see you next week. Remember, Broken Earth radio show, facebook.com, Psychic Nunu, and Bill Doyle at live.com.
Yeah.
Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirits. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be. and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.